This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast that tries to take some of the bumps out of the road in understanding English as it's spoken in different countries. And on this episode, we have Anthony from England, James from Scotland, Erica from Canada, Dan from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and me, Glenn, from Washington State. Hello, everybody. Let's talk Lori and Truck. Lori and Truck. Not Hugh Laurie. Just regular, Lori. I know.
I do like saying, again, as someone who is an Anglophile but can't spell it, I do like saying that things fell off the back of a lorry.
Spoilers.
Yeah, sorry. Spoilers. That was for a different show. I do enjoy saying things fell off the back of a lorry, mainly because I think I first heard that phrase on a British TV show, and it delighted me.
Yeah, it's always a very common phrase over here, yeah.
It always confused me as a kid because, to me, Lori was a girl's name, you know, L-A-U-R-I-E usually. And then I'd hear somebody say Lori and mean truck on a British TV show and have absolutely no idea what was going on.
Except for, I'm thinking of Little Women, where Lori is a boy's name.
Ah, way to complicate things further.
Hey, I think it's sort of for Lawrence, though.
They'd say, we have a lorry full of aubergines and the spanner fell off the back.
Wait till you meet all the men called Jamie.
So, first of all, two questions for our British counterparts. Is there a difference between a lorry and a truck? And two, is lorry short for something? Where did it come from?
Okay, well, you're asking technical questions that we don't have the answers to, or I don't have the answers to.
I don't think there's any meaningful difference.
There's not like a longer version where you're like, oh yes, a lorry is short for lorticafolicular.
It's a Lawrence. And
the etymology
to a lorry.
By the way, just to confuse things, the etymology is from the mid 19th century, and it says perhaps from the given named lorry, L-A-U-R-I-E.
Whoa! So there was just like one guy.
Driver was clearly called Lorry.
Lorry
stuck. Yeah.
It was Hugh Laurie's great-grandfather. No, read that it's from a verb, an old verb from the 16th century, lurry, L-U-R-R-Y, meaning to pull or tug.
Oh, that makes more sense.
But that's of uncertain origin, so take it with a pinch of salt.
So I think in the UK, certainly truck is making inroads into our language in a way that I don't like.
Is a lorry a particular type of truck, or is it anything that would be considered like a pickup
I would
truck?
Say
is that a lorry?
It's like an 18-wheeler type thing in my head.
Ah, so it's like a semi-trailer truck.
But that's not is that specifically an articulated lorry, or is that different?
No, they can be unarticulated as well, yeah. It's mainly making inroads because of pickups, because people are buying flatbed and pickup trucks to drive. And calling them pickup lorries just sounds weird.
Yeah,
that's what I wondered.
When I was growing up, I had like a bunch of sort of toy vehicles, and I had a little Jeep which was made by Tonka, the manufacturer, and I called it a Tonka truck.
Oh.
And so I don't know where truck had came into my language. Like,
well, Tonka trucks were Tonka truck was, or at least where I lived, just the whole freight. You'd never just say Tonka. You would always say Tonka truck. Like,
sure.
It was just
the
word.
Same.
Oh, but Tonka made more than just trucks. So
right. It doesn't matter. But this thing was a Jeep. I mean, it was quite clearly a Jeep.
That's right. Absolutely, though.
But in my head, it was a truck.
We have had the word dump truck over here for quite some time.
So it's
again,
dump lorry
does not have a...
Yeah, a good trick is to ask a small child to say dump truck is a special parent trick. Try it, you'll understand what I mean.
Here it would be, I would say a bin lorry.
A bin lorry?
To add another word in there.
Oh, no, we still say that, yeah.
So yeah, like, bin lorry is the people that come around to pick up the refuse. He says, translating in his head...
Have the bin men bin.
Yes, exactly.
Do they also pick up stuff from, I'm getting into a different topic here, but I was going to say a skip.
Skip, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, no, that's a separate thing.
Skip is bigger than a bin.
It's a dumpster, right?
It's a dumpster.
Right, yeah. Sort of.
Yeah. Dumpster fire, again, has made inroods into our language because skip fire
I will
isn't
say,
quite as
totally
good.
Tangential, but the fact when I found out that dumpster was supposed to be, in many cases, is not universally agreed that it should be capitalized because it's apparently a trademark.
Oh,
whatever.
That blew my mind.
Has it been hooverized?
Yes, I think it has been hooverized, and so as a result, I think it is no longer universally the case, but whenever I kept coming across it capitalized in books, I'd be like, why is this capitalized?
That's
just a
weird.
Dumpster.
Yeah.
I did not.
Is the first I've heard of it.
So I did not
do you
that.
Have dumpster skips, then?
Oh.
I mean, I've got a Dyson Hoover, so.
I guarantee you nobody over here knows that dumpster is a trademark. They just
no.
Yeah, I didn't.
None of it us has been those, genericized.
Those things that American cops find guns in, you know.
I'm going to throw a spanner in the works by something like that. By no, wait, is it a because
a wrench in the cog?
No, that's it. That's the that's the alternate name for the show. So, do you say in the UK? Do you talk about a truck farm?
No.
You ever hear that
show?
What's
a truck farm?
I'm not sure I know what that is either.
Oh, yeah. So this is I've come across this commonly. No, it's agricultural, and I wondered a truck farm is a farm that sells for cash, and it's and what's hilarious is I assumed it was because people drove their trucks to town to sell vegetables when I was littler, and then I looked it up, and in truck, it's from troquer in French for like to sell or barter, and it's a separate derivation. So you'll talk about truck farms, and those are or like a truck stand or something, and it's just it's people raising goods that they sell directly, typically on a small scale.
I've
never heard that term. Like that was a big thing in the Midwest, but.
Oh, to me, it just
what it was called.
To me, it sounds like a place for little baby lorries.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard
when they're little, they're lorries. They grow up into trucks.
Oh, that's it. But you've heard I don't want to have any truck with that. That's the same meaning of the word.
Okay, I was going to ask about that because I didn't know if that was a U.S. ism or a general Anglicism.
No, I wish to have no trade with that concept. But yeah, because you wouldn't say I don't have any lorry with that. I don't have any lorry with that unless he's done something really bad. But two lorries never done anything bad.
That's like saying I will brook no argument, and most people just look at you and go, "What?"
They do.
What we call that a farm shop. I mean, or people who go to a farmer's market. You know, it's kind of the idea
it's
of a
roadside
truck
stand.
We don't really have a separate name for it.
Oh, that's
interesting. I've never heard truck farm either.
It must be.
We don't generally have roadside things. At least anywhere near
our roads aren't big enough.
Yes. So you've heard market garden? Is that a term? I see a thing here in etymology. It says especially British market garden, but I don't think that's something I've ever heard when I've been in England or read it from.
No, does this come back to Lady Garden from the previous?
not quite.
Very different
the
kind
same
of market.
Thing.
Just to get back to the one Canadianism I want to point out is, so I mentioned semi-trailer truck earlier, which was a thing that I grew up knowing about. My dad unloaded them for a living.
Ah.
And then I moved to Canada and they pronounce it semi, which to me still feels very weird. I haven't gotten used to that, in part because semi was slang for a gentleman who was partially aroused, shall we say.
That's the same over here, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is...
But we also call those trucks semis over here. So
I would use
so
them.
The British influence.
I would use them interchangeably. Yeah, I would use semi and semi interchangeably in that sense. I've heard both, and I would use both.
My grandfather drove lorries for a living, articulated lorries specifically. But yeah, we don't really refer to those as semis over here. We have articulated lorries. Which are, you know, big sort of 16 wheelers and stuff, you know, with
an articulated lorry is a semi truck to me is essentially an articulated lorry. Like
a cab plus
the cab rotates, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
so like a truck, anything smaller than
around
that would not be
a point
semi.
Of articulation. You see,
indeed. Ooh. Around here, I think anything that was not, that would just be a truck. Like a truck is generically everything, but anything only a semi is only an articulated lorry.
Right, but ones that unarticulated lorries, that's a thing. Then we have box vans, which are
box vans.
Sort of
that's a thing here too.
We have packer trucks.
Okay, right.
Which are box vans.
Sort of they're not as big as an articulated, but they're not as small as we then have a transit van, which is Hooverized. That's a Ford Transit.
Those are becoming more common here. You did not used to really see those, but they are much more common now. In fact, whenever I get Amazon packages,
size over here is just called a transit.
But we have packet trucks. I don't know. Do you have those elsewhere? Right, we have packet trucks that are almost like boxy. They're not articulated. They tend to be smaller, like a U-Haul size vehicle.
Like a delivery truck?
A U-Haul. Yeah, but it's usually bigger. So like a milk truck size thing would just be a milk truck or a little truck or something, right?
Well, it sounds like a box van, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the same thing. Oh, that's
I don't think heard box van until I moved to Canada, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we would use any of those here. I think you just call them all generically a truck. I don't think I would not distinguish them by
I wouldn't have
by their shape. so much as their purpose.
Not in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think they would just be trucks.
I mean, I think commonly here we would sort of, I would say, divide things up into lorries and vans at the basic end of it. And it's like, it's either one thing or the other.
Yeah. Lorries are generally bigger. Yeah.
Bigger and probably articulated.
I think a van is almost, I would say, I would
shape.
Almost, not only is it a different shape, but I would say it's exclusively, two things define a van to me. One, this is not hard and fast, but generally like a sliding door on the side. And two, generally something that's used to transport people.
Or a moving.
Except for a cargo van.
Or a moving
what
van.
This cargo van.
Moving van.
People. Like, I mean, a minivan to me was generically sort of a van. But yes, a larger thing than that, I almost always think of it as something that has seats in the back.
Oh, isn't that
a minibus? No. Yeah. We don't use that.
Nope, that's not a thing.
A van to me is, well, typically white, hence the phrase white van man, describes...
That's universal.
Certain kind of person.
But it's generally, I would say, not seats in the back and full of tools and a big sign on the back saying tools not stored in vehicle overnight because people break into them and steal the tools.
Yeah, I just thought of them as being more rounded.
Well, I think the crucial difference here is that a van only ever has four wheels.
Yes.
Oh,
that's true.
All right, what's a caravan?
Oh, that's a whole
different thing. It's a minivan from Dodge.
Yeah,
a caravan traditionally is a mobile home that would be on two wheels and towed behind a vehicle.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here it is a large procession of traders who are.
No, it's that over here as well. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think I'm with Erica. Other than as the specific brand name of a van,
we would never use that
really as any other. Mm-hmm. Or at least not in my neck of the woods.
I used to listen to a British podcast where the host said that he had convinced his wife to do a podcast or something with him because he agreed to live in a caravan for 2 years while they built the house.
In my
head, I was picturing a Dodge caravan and was like, oh my God. Turns out that wasn't what it was.
That sounds awful.
He was actually living in a caravan of traders moving around.
It was a bad deal.
On a camel. Well, everybody, keep on trucking. And thanks to Chris Breen. Oh, thanks, Chris Breen, for our theme music. This is Pants in the Boot.